Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to hang out with you and be part of your day. We got a great show lined up for you straight ahead. We got Catherine Crowley is back. I know. I'm excited, too. Kathy is a longtime Brain Trust member. She's, let's see, coming up on, well, it's her eighth anniversary. How about that, of being a member of our Brain Trust? She's a Harvard-trained psychotherapist and a co-author, along with Kathy Elster, of at least three books that I know of. Mean Girls at Work, Working for You is Killing Me, Working with You is Killing Me, and Working for You Isn't Working for Me. And we're here to talk. She's here to talk to us today about something that I'm really concerned about. Catherine Crowley, welcome back.
My pleasure, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good. It's good to have you back. And by the way, thanks for 8 great years.
Thank you for 8 great years.
So thank you. Never goes out of style, does it?
No, it does not. And I think it's interesting, actually, even I heard before the break you were saying about how we have to be careful because it can go quickly, the ability to and the act of expressing gratitude. And I think it's so interesting, your work being the focus on the age of the customer, that now more than ever, actually, even though it may seem more inconvenient than ever, the activity of expressing gratitude is crucial.
Are you concerned as I am that gratitude is taking a hit these days?
I am. I mean, I think that what happens is that people get concerned, and certainly for business owners as well. You know, they're working really hard. They're trying to make ends meet. They feel like they're taking care of their staff, their vendors, their customers. And so you can feel so pressed that it feels like you don't have the energy or the wherewithal.
But we don't say, Catherine, oh, I'm so busy, I don't have time to eat. Oh, I'm so busy, I don't have time to breathe. Oh, I'm so busy, I don't have time to Facebook. We don't say any of those things.
Those
are excuses then, aren't they?
Well, they are, and I think they're also, it's a question of priority and understanding. I mean, it's one of those strange principles, but it's true that the more you give, the more you get. And
there's an old passage in Ecclesiastes that I love, and I say it all the time on the show. Mm-hmm. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and some people say polish over there, it'll shine over here. You know,
yep.
that acts of gratitude, and they don't have to be extravagant. They can actually be fairly simple. But acts of gratitude towards your staff, towards your customer, towards your vendors are really key components of propelling your company forward in a positive way.
Well, you know, when I unlock my door and walk into my business, there is no more higher priority than my customers.
Mm-hmm.
They're on top. They're the apex. And so if we don't have time to do other things, we have time to deal with customers and take care of them. I was dealing with a vendor the other day. I mean, this is a vendor I pay a lot of money to every year.
Yeah.
And have been now for 15 years. And I was talking to them about, they were working on a project for me. And the person I was working with was acting like my request was kind of annoying, and she was going to have to ask some other people to do something for her in
uh-huh.
response to me. And she said
uh-huh.
something about, well, that's going to require this or that. And I said, let me tell you something. Around here, we call that customer service. I said it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? She got it.
Good.
She got the message. And it just, I mean, I'm fun to do business with, but I don't want to be treated like, if I'm writing a big check, I don't want to be treated like I'm, you know, like I'm, you know, like I don't matter. I'll tell you something, Catherine, if you agree with me, if you and I are correct that gratitude is taking a hit, if you are grateful, you'll look like $1 million. You'll look like one in a thousand, maybe. What do you think?
I absolutely think that's true.
So we've got a chance to shine, don't we?
Yeah, and to shine through simple ways, Jim. I mean, I think that's the thing I want to emphasize, is that gratitude doesn't have to be expensive. And in this, you know, this time of year, you can, if you haven't done anything to date for your customers or your staff, or if there are vendors you want to recognize, you can still do something that's about, you know, bringing in the new year. And it can be a card. It can be a small gift card. It can be, you know, a time for, if it's your staff, a little time off or a small bonus. But things that are about expressing you see them, you appreciate them, and you want to keep working with them.
Well, and you know what? It literally could be a phone call.
Yep.
Or if you're where you can get to them, get up off your backside, get outside your building, get in your vehicle, drive across town, knock on the door, and go in and say, I'm just dropped by. I have nothing to sell you. I don't want you to buy anything from me today. I just want to say thank you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, and people remember those gestures, as you're pointing out, because they are so rare. They're rare these days, unfortunately. And so the activity of doing that, that you've thought of this individual or this company and that you took that action, really stands out within the crowd.
There's something going on right now, Catherine, that's very interesting. It's not interesting in a good way either. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is, I think with the younger generation of millennials, I think they are grateful. I just think they don't know how to express it.
Yeah.
Because I've done things for millennials, and I know it made them happy, and I know they appreciated it, but they never said it.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they don't know how to express it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or they express it wrong, incorrectly, by, like, if they're waiting on you, instead of saying, you know, they'll say, there you go, and they think that's okay. Uh-huh. Instead of saying, thank you for your business.
Right. Well, some companies, what they do is they train all staff on how to communicate to the customer.
You have to do that. You have to train.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing, is rather than, we can say there are certain generations that have learned certain things, and I think it's interesting because the digital age, some of the things I grew up doing, like writing thank you notes,
right,
or making those phone calls, are very foreign if
that's
you've
right.
grown up in the
yep.
digital
age. I need your website, Catherine.
K2EnterpriseS.com.
Catherine Crowley, Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. I'm Jim with a J. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.